All right, Jabusai, good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Shin Samech Tes. So remember, again, we began the section yesterday, we called Hischaskus, the section ultimately, again, where the Mechaber explained to us the ability to go ahead, and Hischaskus means strength, it's literally strengthening one's self. The idea is that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, a person accepts everything that is occurring to him, and understands that embedded within his personal life circumstances is an incredible opportunity for growth. So the Mechaber was saying we have many examples of this throughout Tanakh, and he gives the example now. If you take a look at the first paragraph on Shin Samech Tes, Nikach l'dugmas Yosef HaTzadik. And perhaps this is the paradigmatic example. Yosef HaTzadik. What happened with Yosef? Ad gil shavasri hu haya yeled mifunak shel abo. So up until the age of 17, he was a very well-pampered child, right? Well-pampered child of his father, Yaakov Avinu. Ahuv umitupach. He was loved. He was looked after. Upit om his hapich alav hagalgal. And then suddenly again, everything changes. V'unafal yisurim shein kidugmasam. And he falls into a life of unparalleled suffering. Yisurim eilu ba'u alav ba'afta gimura. And ultimately, again, below shumachana, these difficulties are visited upon Yosef without any warning. Ubevadai lo hayu apiatachnios shalo lechayim. This is a very profound statement. And certainly, this was not in his life plan. Certainly what happened to Yosef was not part of his plan for himself. Yosef lo tichani shimkuru osola aved. He never thought in a million years that his brothers would sell him as a slave. Potifar, that he would face life challenges like he did with Potiphar's wife. Or that he would spend years of his life incarcerated, not knowing if he will ever be freed or not. He, Yosef, certainly preferred, like everyone else prefers, that life go according to plan. His plan for himself was that he'll continue to live in his father's home. He'll learn Torah, he'll grow. He'll marry a nice girl. He'll bring children into the world. And those children grow up on the knees of Yaakov Avinu, in the home of Yaakov Avinu. Aval Hashem ratza acheres. That was the plan that Yosef had for himself. But the Ribono shel Olam had a different plan. And yet, the greatness of Yosef is who kibel azebi ahava ube emuna shakolatova. The greatness of Yosef is that although he had a plan, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a different plan. And Yosef was mekabel. Yosef accepted the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with ahava, with love, with emuna, with belief, shakolatova, that everything is for good. You know, this statement is very reminiscent of the Ramchal. You know, the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim, in the beginning, says that we've learned this together, that a person has to ask themselves one simple question. Ma chovaso ba'olamo. Right? What literally is my obligation in this world? So it's interesting that that's his lashon. You know, I think what the Ramchal was often driving at was sometimes, you know, when we're young, we say to ourselves, what do I want to do when I grow up? I mean, some of us say that when we're old also, right? What do I want to do when I grow up? So the truth is, what the Ramchal is sensitizing us to is the Jew really asks a different question. It's not what do I want to do when I grow up. It's what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do. That's macho vaso ba'olomo. What is my obligation in this world? It's not what I want to do. It's what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do. So some people are lucky, and what they want to do and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do are the same thing. Most of us are not like that. Most of us, what I want to do is one thing, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do is something dramatically different. And life is all about learning to accept my mission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it's not per se the mission I would have chosen for myself. And this is what Yosef is doing. This is what the Mechaber is describing over here. Yosef has a plan. He's got a whole plan, and it's a beautiful plan. Beautiful plan. Grow up in the house of Yaakov Avinu, learn Torah, grow spiritually, marry a nice girl. I was going to say marry a nice Jewish girl, but nobody's marrying Jewish girls then. I mean, marry a nice Canaanite girl, raise a family. Life will be simple. life will be, or relatively simple. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a dramatically different plan for him. A dramatically different plan that is filled with so many difficulties, as we'll discuss, so many challenges. And yet, what does Yosef do? Yosef accepts it. Yosef accepts it bi'ahava. Yosef accepts it bi'amuna. Yosef ultimately accepts that this is the plan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for him, despite the fact that it is dramatically different than the plan he had for himself. Next section. Neged kol hasikuyim. Tzrichim ara ladas. It's important for us to know shekasha Torah misaperes lanu al demus misuyemes. When the Torah tells us about a particular person, zebeshvil lelamid osanu lakach lachayim shalanu. Ultimately, again, that is done in order to teach us an important lesson for ourselves. Lachin kasher korim batora v'rames hanesyonos she'aver Yosef atzadik. When we learn about the incredible nisyonos, the incredible challenges of Yosef, tzarech kol echad lehis akiv ulitzayir be'enei rucho, es hametzius kefi shehaisa be'emes, v'losim es atzmo b'mkomo shon Yosef. V'lachshov, eich hayo margish, im hayo over dvorim elu al b'saro. So the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, when we learn about these stories in Tanakh, what's our job? What's our job? He says, our job at first is to try to identify. I see Yosef's life. I see Yosef's nisyonos. I see how Yosef was able to weather these storms. Let me ask myself, if I was in Yosef's situation, would I have been able to do the same? That's a hard question, because I think for most of us, the answer to that question is no. No, to be able to deal with all of these nisyonos with such perspective, with such emuna, with such adherence to Judaic values, or to Abrahamic values. So the shayla then becomes, so what is it that was within Yosef that allowed him to go ahead and weather these nisyonos that maybe I lack? And how do I acquire it for myself? Yosef, lo haya shemetz, shal musag, kamazman ya'las lishar b'sasar. So going back for just a moment, Yosef has absolutely no idea how much time he was going to spend in jail. Ulai yivales koyom b'sasurim, rachok mishpachto mikrovav, ubali shum yedid v'ohev. Yosef had absolutely no idea how much time he was going to spend imprisoned. He had no idea how much time he was going to be separated from his family. Maybe it was going to be his whole life. And he had absolutely no control over his life to advance his life, as we all want. He had no opportunity to provide for his own physical support. No opportunity to marry. No opportunity to have children. No opportunity to buy an apartment. Right, to buy himself a home. Turn the page. Even to learn Torah, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef has no ability. Yosef doesn't have the opportunity for any of these things that are so basic, that are so basic, ultimately, again, to life. Ubevadai, avru alav kol sugi ha-machshavos v'chalishos hadas, sho'ovim al-kol adam shi'ish lo echa min nisyonos elu. We'll say any one of these challenges by themselves could be crippling, right? The inability to have parnasa could be crippling. The inability to find the shidduch could be crippling. The inability to have children could be crippling. Yosef has all of these challenges. All of them devolve upon him. So remember, biyachad. Remember, any of these challenges by themselves is difficult. All the more so when you have to experience them, all of them together. Im lo haya li Yosef atzadik ischaskus v'emuna pshuta shakol atova neged koma shenira b'metzio shakol ra ma'od. The only reason Yosef survived, and by the way, not just survived, but thrived, was ultimately one, because at the end of the day, Yosef had this emuna pshuta shahakol letova. Yosef had this belief that somehow, someway, everything is good. And I will say, it's easy to say gamzu letova when everything is letova. It's a much greater challenge to say gamzu letova, that have the emuna that everything is for good, when nothing in life looks remotely good. Nothing in Yosef's life looked good in any way, shape, or form. It just doesn't. It just doesn't. And yet what? Despite the fact that it doesn't look good, he has the incredible emunah that it is good. We'll have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with Yosef HaTzadik next week. But again, it's also just an interesting insight in that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these stories of the Ishei Tanakh, of these individuals, to allow us to identify, to allow us to understand, to allow us to grow, to connect with these individuals, and ultimately, again, to learn from their stories. All right, let's stop over here. Shkoyach.